Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
We thank you. We magnify your name. John 14:27. Let's see what we can do. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not everything that the world means, wishes you that they mean. Good morning does not mean I want your money to be good. It's not everything that the world says to you that they want you to have. May the Lord bless you, might not mean. May the Lord bless you. So there is a way the world wishes a man to have peace. That is not the peace of the Lord. So Jesus came and said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Give I. How does the world give peace? The peace of the world is temporary. The peace of the world is you do me, I do you. As long as you change doing me the way you do, we'll be in trouble. In the world, I can help you 99 times. 1 out of 100, if I don't help you, people can forget the 99 times I have helped and go and tell everybody about how terrible I am. The world's peace is superficial. The world's peace is partial. The peace that the world gives is that the peace of a devil. Sometimes the devil leaves you for a while. He doesn't leave you completely. He comes back. When the world says, be at peace, and the matter, he don't set you. From my heart, he don't go. Some within there, they still want to affect you negatively. Jesus said, the peace that I give, I do not give like the world gives. The peace of the world is based on indifference. The peace of the world is based on external circumstances. The peace of the world is based on the fact that if you do not change, the peace of the world is based on you looking like the world and acting like the world. The peace of the world is based on ephemeral things. The peace of the world is fickle. The peace of the world is fragile. The peace of the world is one he killed. Joab and Bible scholars, who was the person that Joab killed, that made David pronounce a curse on him? Abner. You know, Abner came to see Paul, David for peace. And David had already forgiven him. And he was going. As he was going, Joab called him. Remember that in a battle the 4 years ago, he was the one that killed Joab's brother, Procladecon. So he came. And you know, oh, have you come at peace? And he wanted to greet him. He greeted him, you know, hug. It's not every hug of a world that is a peaceful hug. He hugged him and removed the knife. And that is the peace of the world. You can have your seat. When the world says peace, it does not mean it. It might mean peace temporary for you to lose God, not as the world gives. Give I unto you. Not as the world gives. The peace of the world is based on compromise. Give and take. Okay, let's settle. Let's negotiate. Let me let go of this. You let go of this. The peace of the world is based on compromise. The peace of God is based on truth. The peace of the world is fragile. The peace of God is strong. The peace of the world is based on external circumstances. The peace of God is based on internal things. Jesus said, I give you peace, not as the world gives. Not as the world gives. I'm taking my time to separate this for you to know that when we are talking about the peace of God, it is not the peace of the world. The peace of the world is an absence of something. As long as you know, you can be in a marriage. No physical fighting. Money is made available. New cars are bought for the wife. Then one day you just heard that they want to divorce. What does this woman need? They had the peace of a world. In the heart of a woman, in the mind of a woman, in the soul of a woman, there was no peace. Everything around was good. But there were silent communication that the husband could not pick up. The peace of the world is physical. Sometimes it's what we call the peace of a graveyard. If you go to the cemetery, it looks peaceful. But when you start digging, smell, skeleton, and the things where you go see, it will shock you. That is the peace of the world. The peace of the world, there is not your heart. Be troubled. Listen to me. The peace of the world does not touch the heart. It does not affect the heart. Everywhere can look peaceful. Look at it. Look at this church as we are now. Externally, everything looks peaceful. But if we touch your heart, check your heart, it might not be peaceful. The peace of the world does not touch the heart. You are looking at me, I'm looking at you. We don't know who is at peace in his heart. We might be smiling. We don't know who is at peace in the heart. And Jesus is giving you the peace that touches the heart. That's why he said, let not your heart be troubled. It's only the peace that Jesus gives that can touch the heart. So, looking at everybody here, we might look peaceful. Everything is going on well. Glory, hallelujah. If you do praise and worship, you can all join. What is your psychological state? Are you really peaceful? And like I told you, the peace of the world can never touch the heart. It's only the peace that Jesus gives that can touch the heart. Four things. I would not want to miss this. I want to jump quickly, but I need to tell you this, even though my time is passing. The peace of Jesus affects four things. Number one, the peace of Jesus is peace with God. A man that is at war with God is finished. Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, and sin was introduced to the world. The devil came between God and man. The devil came between God and man, and there was enmity between God and man. So Jesus, the world and God together, and he resolved the problem within them, and Jesus made peace between man and God. So the first peace that Jesus gives is peace with God. Romans 5:1. Since then we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the first peace that Jesus gives is peace with God. That is the entry level to peace. You don't have peace with God through Jesus, you can never have peace in your heart. You can never have peace in your mind. You can never have peace in your conscience. You can never have peace in life. If you like history and you study history, United Nations replace them. We have, everybody knows United Nations are almost failed. Sometimes I sit down and see Nigerians and say, when is United Nations? United Nations is coming to save us from what? United. Do you know what United Nations is? They're coming to save us. In fact, they are bringing their weapons. United Nations. Nabiye Palo Toksa. But let's come back. The world cannot give peace. The first peace that Jesus gives is peace with God. Are you at peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? If you are not at peace with God, your life will be topsy-turvy. It will be upside down. It's only peace with God that grants you access to everything of peace that God has with you. So the first peace that Jesus gives is peace. You can dance peaceful. You can speak peaceful. But within you, are you at peace? Are you facing despair? Is your life upside down? Do you have inner peace? Do you have inner security? Or are you insecure?
If you see a man that is insecure in life, he had no peace with himself.
So he derived joy in comparison with others.
I beg you, don't kill yourself before your time. Be at peace with yourself. Leave me alone. Leave your life. Stop watching me.
Leave that sister alone. Leave your life.
Jesus brought peace with God.
And that peace with God affects you
and gives you peace.
Listen to me.
If you don't have peace with yourself, you will misinterpret everybody. Peace with yourself. Three things. Number one, peace of mind. Do you have peace of mind? What is the state of your, what is your mental state? Jesus has come to give us peace with ourselves. With ourselves. Starting from our minds.
Pastor, you don't understand.
You think I don't, I do.
As far as we are in this country together, I do.
Let your mind be at rest.
Can I tell you this? Whatever you cannot control, don't bother about it. Whatever you cannot change, leave it alone.
50 years of life, you have met me 3 weeks, you want to change me. Something my mother could not do.
You want to do it.
I will marry him, I will change him. Ask the married people if they are able to change anybody. It's only Jesus that I met that changed me completely. Don't bother about things you cannot change. Don't bother about things you don't have control over. Have peace with yourself. Have peace in your mind.
Have peace with your conscience.
Ask for forgiveness. Say sorry to somebody.
Be at peace with yourself. If it doesn't greet me, I will not greet the person.
Now your negative energy, you are killing yourself. Many people are here, they don't know the cause of their sickness. They have gone to hospital.
Can you help me tell somebody by yourself? Say, be at peace with yourself. Number three peace that Jesus gives
is peace with one another. He knows the sequence.
If you are not at peace with God,
you can't be at peace with yourself. And if you are not at peace with yourself, you cannot be at peace with others.
Listen,
when you see people that fight everybody around them, sometimes pity them. They don't have peace with themselves. A man cannot give what he does not have. Jesus can afford to say, I give you peace. Because the Bible says he's the Prince of Peace. Colossians 1:20 says, he purchased peace for us by his blood.
And he came and said, in the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I will overcome the world. So he can give us peace
because he has it. A man cannot give what he does not have.
Let's go. One to go.
Strive.
This one, I want to hear your voice. Oh yeah, let's go. One to go. This scripture I've heard many times.
It was after I started reading the Bible for myself years ago that I discovered that this scripture has been quoted incompletely for a long time.
Maybe you know, say, the Bible says, without holiness, no one can see God. That's not what the Bible says.
You took it from the middle. Holy, holy, without peace with others is fake holiness. It started when you are saying things, you mentioned the first important one first. Strive for peace and holiness. Without which,
you cannot see the hand of God. You cannot see the move of God. You cannot have the ways of God. Strive for peace with all men and holiness.
without which no one can see God.
So Jesus
gives us ability to have peace with one another. Do you know that if you live in unforgiveness, you are killing yourself and not the other person?
Okay, look at me now.
I am busy here jumping up and down, laughing. In case I have done something against you and you did not tell me, for me to say sorry. You know, the more I'm dancing, and I don't know how to dance very well. If I'm dancing, better. The more I better, the more angry. Hello. Hey, you know what? I had a cause to tell a colleague and say, you will kill yourself. This person you hate, anybody you hate has a key to your happiness. If I know you hate me, I can kill you by yourself. When you are there angry, I start. Every day, now with the chop life gang, make you chop life. Oh, trouble not the finish. The more you look at me, the more. The energy you need to make it in life, it becomes negative. You will not be able to focus energy positively to make it. It will be hatred. And you know the uglier you look when you hate others. So if you are single, nobody comes to toast you. Peace with others. If you are not saying it, you are a suspect. If you are not saying it, you don't like your pastor. The peace of Jesus, peace with God, peace with ourselves, peace with others. Number four, is peace over the circumstances of life. Mark 4, 35 to 39, is a story of Jesus. There was storm in the sea, and everywhere was upside down. But Jesus, and leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. Continue, sir. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling, but it was in the stern, asleep. You see the smile. The peace of God is not the absence of conflicts. The peace of God is Jesus with you in the midst of a conflict. The world says peace is absence of conflict. God says yes, it is, but it is incomplete. Even because in the world you have tribulation, even in the conflict of the world, I give you peace. So, everywhere was shaking. Hey, I'm leaving Abuja. Hey, I'm going to Canada. Hey, if you have no peace within yourself, if you like, go to peace land, you'll be in turmoil. The peace of God says, in the midst, oh, what a peace. Oh, what a peace. I pray for everybody here. The Lord give you calmness of spirit, calmness of soul, calmness in your body. In the name of Jesus, you are able to sleep in the midst of the challenges. You are able to sleep in the midst of the circumstances. In the name of Jesus. Peace. I beg you, don't let people control your life when they know your weakness. Don't be too sensitive. Live at peace. So peace of Jesus. Four things. Number one, peace with God. Number two, peace with ourselves. Number three, peace with one another. Number four, peace over the circumstances of life. Let's go a little bit further. What I'd like us to read it together. Are you ready? One, two, go. Let's go. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known
to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. One of the first things that peace of God does for you is to deliver you from all worries and anxieties. Sir, ma'am, your daughter is in the boarding house. You are fretting. You are killing yourself here. Why did you put her in the boarding house? You have allowed your daughter to go to Lagos to school. When your daughter is in Lagos, what the teachers are doing, what is eating, last man attack, 1 million boys or whatever, dance and talks all around. By your worry, you can change them. So what is your problem? Let me talk to the women in the church. My auntie used to tell me, Biodu, if you worry, you will die. If you don't worry, you will die. Why worry? Whatever you can't control, hand it over to God. Don't live like an unbeliever. Worry is a sign of unbelief. Did you hear me? Worry and an anxiety is a sign that God, I sent my child to Lagos, but you can't keep the child for me. Let me through my worry. What about the child? Oh, my husband has not come yet. Of God, dwell in your life. Lift your right hand up and say, Lord, overshadow me with your peace. Can we ask peace, peace, peace? Overshadow me with your peace. Overshadow me with your peace. Overshadow me with your peace. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen. When a man is enjoying the peace of God, some people misinterpret it and say he doesn't care. But they don't know that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. They will not understand why you are not. Hey. It is not by the shouting, sir. It is by the peace in the midst of it. See, peace is a weapon. When the devil sees you at peace, he's in trouble. Imagine somebody is fighting. He did everything. When you are at peace and calm in the situation of life, the devil gives up on you. He knows you are not normal. Say this one. This one, we know the thing. We know the. I bet just leave him. Anything where you do, you not go worry. Just leave her. Worry is the source of many of the problems of people in life. Stop worrying. Worry will not increase your salary, sir. Worry will not bring your customers. It is strategy that will bring it. Whatever you need to do, you do. Listen to me. The same area of your life you used to worry is the same area of your life you used to pray. It's from the womb of your spirit. That part you used to worry is the same place you used to pray. If you can worry, your prayer life will go down. Did you notice that you'll be tossing on the bed, up and down, thinking about it, passes every understanding so that we can have victories over worry. Listen to me. Sometimes as you grow older, you think about it. If I retire by 60, how many years will I live after it? How will I survive? It is still far in the future. My God knows the way through the wilderness. He is able to keep you. That mistake is made when you think your salary is your source. If your salary is your source, by retirement it will cease. If it is a channel, other channels will be open for you. But I'm not saying other channels will be open without you doing anything. Start thinking about your future and planning for the future, not worrying about the future. Are we still here? So, peace takes away worry. Number two thing I needed to know, benefit, advantage of a peace of God, is that the peace of God keeps a mind in Christ. It will be like a fence around you. The peace of God will be like a defense around you. When the enemy is throwing the arrows of anxiety, the arrows of worry, the arrows of comparison, the arrows of, hey, what are they going to do?
It guards you. And it tells you, don't bother. I will do it for you. Don't bother. I'm at your side. Ah, I love the peace of God. If there's anything I love and I enjoy, it is the peace of God. When we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know the one who holds tomorrow, and we have peace. Peace of God, guard him. And you know what Psalm 14, 27 says? Let not your heart be troubled. Can I shock you? The peace of God is the solution to all heart problems. Peace with others. Heart problems are mental. They are psychological. They are extra burden a man has intentionally placed upon himself. And the peace of God is a solution to it. Have you not gone to a hospital and they say, there's nothing wrong with you, but we are going to detain you here. And they lock you up there. Why? Because you have stressed yourself with the issues of life. Is it only the peace of God that can guard you from that? No body on earth has a solution to heart trouble, to heart problem. It is only the peace of God that is the solution to problems and troubles of the heart. Do you know? If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. I hope you are at peace with me. Because the way you are looking, you are not looking peaceful. But I know, say the word, they enter you. I don't bring dagger. Most of the die prayer we pray in church, if you have peace, they will be resolved. Show them. My God, not gonna leave me. I will show you. I said, what you are. If God say he's not going to show himself strong, in that case, what will you do? Hey. You people don't know the God I serve. By the time I call my pastor, Pastor Abiodu, when I go see, you go see. You are causing problems because you think there is God to be. One day he will just look at you and say, okay, go and fight it. Peace. But you could not build a temple. Solomon did not fight one battle. He built the temple and he had all that his father did not have. Peace. Me, I choose peace. What do you choose? Peace with who? With God. Number two, peace with who? Myself. Number three, peace with? Some people are not talking. See, the peace of God helps us to confirm the will of God. Did you notice that when you want to do some things, you are at peace? You yourself say, I am at peace. Peace of God serves as a confirmation, a check, and a confirmation of the will of God for our lives. You want to marry somebody. You have prayed and prayed. No picture came. No nothing. But the person came. You are at peace. No be devil. Should I repeat myself? Listen to me. When your heart is not at peace concerning a matter, don't move forward. Don't say I'm 35 years old. Man has not been coming. This one has come. Even though something is telling me, something is touching my heart, then let me go. We'll be around to cancel you when we have the time. The peace of God delivers you from errors and mistakes. When you are not at peace, don't move forward. I beg you, when you are not at peace, don't move forward. The peace of God is a gift for checks and confirmation. Let me tell you, there are many names that God calls himself. His name for battle is the Lord of hosts. Host means warrior angels. So if he says, I am the Lord of hosts, he's about to fight. Then I was shocked when I read Romans 16, 20.
Can we all read together? One, two, go.
And the God of peace will soon crush under your feet the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why will God want to fight battle and say peace? And he did not call himself the Lord of hosts.
As the Lord of hosts, I have come to fight.
He said, as the Lord of peace, I have come to cross it. Peace is a mighty weapon that crushes the head of the enemy.
Peace is a mighty weapon that gives you victory against
the schemes. Peace is a terrible, mighty weapon.
In the midst of the ground, don't be moved. Rest upon the Lord. Sleep. Behave as if nothing is happening. Don't be agitated.
Be at peace and see what the Lord will do for you. Because there are atmospheres under which God moves. Atmosphere of joy. Atmosphere of peace. When you are at peace with yourself in the midst of any challenge, God and his angels come and they fight for you. I pray for you that the God of all peace will crush Satan under your feet. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, God of peace, put an end to every agitation in my soul. Say, God of peace, crush every difficulty I am facing now. Say, God of peace, any evil the enemy has planted into my life, God of peace, crush them, crush them, crush them.
Isaiah 57 verse 21.
Isaiah 57 verse 21 says, there is no peace for the wicked. Can you say, if we say there is no peace for the wicked? Say that, let me hear. Say, there is no peace for the wicked. Say it, let me hear you.
I can't hear you. Say, every wickedness arisen against me, let them be destroyed. There is no peace
for the wicked. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Romans 15:33, my last prayer point. My prayer for you. Romans 15:33. I'll wait for this one. I have not finished preaching. You have moved me out of here. Romans 15:33. Say it again. Say it again. Thank you. Nami, they pray for you all this time. You know they pray for me. I beg, make you now pray for me again. One more time. Lift your right hand up. Mention your name. Mention your spouse's name. Mention your children's name. Mention the name of your business. Say, may the peace of God be upon you. Mention one by one. Say, may the peace of God be upon you. May the peace of God be upon you. May the peace of God be upon you. Titi la your genes arribite. Oluwa ni femi arribite. Oluwa darasi mi arribite. May the peace of God be upon you. Call your children. Call your children by name. Call them by name. Call them by name. And decree the peace of God upon them. Call them by name. Call them by name. Call. Decree peace. Decree peace. Call that situation by name. And decree peace. And decree peace. And decree peace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. One more prayer, and I see that. 1 Samuel 25, verse 6. One of my favorite blessings in the Bible. 1 Samuel 25, verse 6. And I will not have time to explain. I explain it in the first service. When you receive this message, listen to it. Listen. And thus you shall greet him. Peace be to you. Peace to your house. Peace to all that you have. Are we here? But that word does not capture it well. That word is shalom. In the first service, I gave them almost 15 things it means that is different from peace. Plus, I don't like the English word peace when I'm teaching. I prefer the Hebrew word shalom. Are we here? Wherever you see peace, put shalom. Lift your right hand up. Say, you are going to pray. Should we pray for pastor first?
Put it on the screen.
I need people to read what is on the screen, sir.
Okay, can you pray for yourself first? Lift your hand and say, and God shall you greet him, Abby. Okay, greet your pastor first. Let's go. I'm looking at some people that hate me. They are not talking. Yeah, one more time. Stretch your hands towards the altar. I come by apostolic authority. I come with apostolic grace. I come with a higher anointing. And I decree concerning your life, shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to all that you have. Shalom to you when you go out. Shalom to you when you... Shalom to your plans. Shalom to your expectations. In the name of Jesus. Shalom to all that you have. Lift your two hands up. Everything that comes with shalom that is not found in your life by today's service, let them begin to pursue you. Let them begin to overtake you. In the name of Jesus. Wake up in the morning and tell yourself, shalom. Are we here? Be about to sleep at night and tell yourself, shalom. Can I hear you say shalom to yourself? Pray. I give you 30 seconds. Shalom. Pray. Pray for yourself. 30 seconds. Shalom. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One more thing, sir. Hit the arrow and say, hit the ground. They just did 1, 2, 3. And the prophet was annoyed and said, you only hit the ground 3 times. You only have victory 3 times. I thought you hit the ground many times. There are some prayers that we don't plan. When it comes from the womb of the Spirit, we want you to pray it with everything within you. Are you here? Lift your right hand up. Decree shalom upon yourself. Speak shalom. Shalom. My finances, shalom. Against every shame, shalom. Against every disgrace, shalom. Shalom, 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 shalom. Speak shalom. Speak shalom. Speak shalom. As you have said it with your mouth, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Stretch your hand. Whatever else, let the Lord arise and restore your peace. In the name of Jesus, any weakness that the enemy know and they are using against your peace, today let it be terminated. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and fight your battles and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, your family shall know peace. Your world shall be peace. Your home shall be peaceful. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. Shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to all that you have in your life. Nothing shall be broken. Nothing shall be missing. Nothing shall be lacking. Nothing shall be destroyed. Nothing shall be decayed. Nothing shall be spoiled. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you in the evening. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dutse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dutse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.